Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
Joey always says, doesn't he, when a half is playing their best, it's when they've got a run first attitude. And he seemed to have a run first attitude. Now Blake Ferguson is joining us. Brady, you better ask him first, how are the Cags?
did you cop another one of the Jets crackers?
Yeah. The missus just asked me, she goes, how's your nuts? I might get lucky tonight, she reckons.
Like I said to you last time, let's hope the pain goes away with the swelling stage.
Yeah, it was 30 seconds, the physio reckon. It's still sore now. Fair hickam.
I'm throwing up the Fergo, obviously, big night tonight for you because missed out on that Origin side. No, you know, that would have been tough to take, but how's the reaction been? Was that difficult?
No, honestly, just got straight back into it. Obviously unfortunate not getting picked, but, you know, Freddie decided to go another way with Kotrick and J-Moz, and I wish them all the best in game one and hope they get the win. You know, I'm a New South Welshman through and through, and regardless of whether I'm in the team or not, I still support them, so...
Up to you, boys.
Yeah, what a great thing to say, big fella. You were good tonight. Your whole team was good tonight. You know you were desperate for that win tonight. And we spoke to Mitch Moses, and when he runs the football and when he decides to run the football, you're a different team, but on the back of some really good forward work tonight.
Yeah, definitely. You know, Mitch sets us up with some good go forward there when he starts running the ball and takes numbers off his outside men. And, you know, our forward stood up tonight. We put him out with a challenge there with the three Burgess boys, and... Yeah, I think we come up trumps there, and just happy to finally get a win. It's been a little bit of a rough trot there. Three games. The first one was a pretty tough loss to take, and then the last ones we just didn't give ourselves a chance, you know. And this one here, we definitely gave ourselves a chance. I don't know if it was 80% completion, but if you're up there or thereabouts, you're definitely in with a chance to win.
Fergo, tell the listeners at home what the experience is like, which is probably the only place in the NRL where you experience walking out with the supporters right next to you in the bottom level there.
Well, it's pretty good. I get a little bit scared after we lost 3 in a row. They might throw a drink on me. Especially with the game I had last week. It was shocking. But, yeah, no, it's awesome. Honestly, really enjoy the atmosphere on the run out. But once you cross that white line, you know, you just got to do the job. Regardless of whether you're running out of the club, the supporters' lounge or anything, you just got to do the job and get it done. Every game's tough in first grade, and yeah, that's what it's going
to
be like.
One more before you go. You spoke about last week. That was disappointing. Why were you in the centres? Did you ask to be in the centres? Because you're killing them on the wing.
Oh, you know what? Hey, but yeah, guys, I'll let you go in the centres. Look what happened. Three drop balls. I had to take a positive out of it. My defence was half decent.
Yeah, right.
So you did ask. That was your call. You said,
yeah, it was my call. Obviously, we were a bit thin there, and we just wanted a little bit of a reaction out of a centre there, and I got in there, and my defence was all right. I've got to take it positive, but my attack, jeez, well, I haven't attacked that bad in 10 years.
Go and put some ice on the Cags.
Yeah, thanks, mate.
See you later.
Thanks, guys. Good for you.